My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very grateful that you've tuned in with us today. As you listen to this broadcast, know that you're joining in consciousness with thousands of lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this program with you. And together, through our collective consciousness, we will co-create a force field of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this blessed planet. There are a lot of challenging things taking place in the global economy, and many people are feeling afraid and concerned about their well-being. Today, we're going to expand on the information that I shared with you last week about the events that have recently transpired. This includes the anchoring of the archetypes for the new Earth and how this is affecting what is happening now in the economy. During this hour, we will work in the eternal moment of now. And that means that whether you're able to tune in with us live or you're listening to the radio program through our on-demand archive service, your precious light is being woven into our force field of light. Your efforts are being amplified 1,000 times, 1,000-fold by your I Am presence, which is your true God self, and also by the company of heaven. I want to thank you for remembering who you are and for your willingness to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. Know that the light of God is always victorious, and you are that light. Now, as we begin our special time together today, breathe in and exhale deeply and rhythmically. Ask your I Am presence to unite your heart and mind with the heart and mind of our Father, Mother, God. Feel the divinity of your heart expanding, and feel your I Am presence connecting with the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child on earth. Now together, as one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we now invoke the most intensified frequency of God's transfiguring divine love that humanity is capable of receiving at this moment. Continue breathing in and out deeply and rhythmically as this sacred fire from the heart of our Father, Mother, God expands and expands through the divinity in your heart. This divine love now flows through your heart flame into the heart flame of every person evolving on this planet. The power and might of God's transfiguring divine love is now forming a grid of love around the earth. This grid of divine love spans the abyss from the densest frequencies of our human miscreations into the highest fifth dimensional frequencies of God's infinite perfection, the patterns of the new earth. This grid of love is the bridge to freedom, over which this earth and all her life will ascend on the spiral of evolution into the next phase of our evolutionary process. Now, in one-pointed consciousness and with divine intentions, we offer ourselves as a cup, a holy grail, through which the light of God will flow on this sacred and holy day to transform the earth, her governments, our economy, and all life evolving on this planet into the immaculate concept of the new earth. During our special time together today, remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Lightworkers all over the world have made the heart commitment to assist with the necessary purging that is taking place now in our global economy. This is a natural part of the cleansing that must occur in order for the archetypes of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace to tangibly manifest in the lives of awakening humanity. In order for the patterns of perfection for the new earth to to physically manifest. The overwhelming corruption, greed, fraud, selfishness, ignorance, and abuse of power, which has been the order of the day for far too long in our global economy system, must be exposed and eliminated. This is exactly what we are witnessing at this time. Any attempt to reestablish these old, obsolete, negative behavior patterns at the expense of the masses of humanity will fail. These destructive patterns cannot be sustained in the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new earth. As the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace filter into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth, everything that conflicts with these patterns of perfection is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. Things seem very difficult at this time. That is due to the fact that as we watch the news and read our newspapers, we easily see the horrific patterns of greed, fraud, corruption, and the inequitable distribution of wealth being pushed to the surface. What we do not see as easily is the incredible light that is pushing these obsolete patterns of separation, fear, and the abuse of power to the surface. It is not the divine intent of our Father, Mother, God for this imperative cleansing of the global economic system to take awakening humanity down the tubes financially. Quite the contrary. The divine intent is for these old behavior patterns, which have caused so much pain and suffering throughout the world, to be quickly exposed and eliminated. Then the patterns of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace can be easily established as the order of the day on the new earth. The most important thing life forces can do to accelerate this process is to focus our attention on the new patterns of abundance and peace. The beings of light in the realms of the living tree have given us wonderful invocations, visualizations, and decrees to assist us in doing just that. These gifts from on high are designed to help us keep the focus of our thoughts, words, feelings, and actions on the truth of what is occurring instead of the fear-based patterns of our global economy, which are surfacing to be healed. That is what we're going to work with today as we collectively join hearts, heads, and hands with lightworkers all over the world during our special time together. If you would, please, join me in your chair and sit comfortably with your arms and legs uncrossed. Feel yourself going within to the deepest recesses of your heart and join with me and lightworkers all over the world now in one pointed consciousness as together we invoke the full divine potential of God's infinite abundance and eternal peace. I'm going to state these gifts that have been given to us by the Company of Heaven in the first person so that we will all experience them tangibly in our individual lives. And simultaneously, we will invoke this light on behalf of all humanity as we serve as surrogates for every man, woman, and child on earth. Breathe in deeply and join with me now in this activity of light. The golden flame of abundance. Through the power of God blazing in my heart and the hearts of all humanity, I joyously receive and accept the gifts of God's golden flame of eternal peace and infinite abundance. On the wings of this divine light, I ascend into the causal body of God. From this realm of divine consciousness, I have the clear inner knowing that God is my supply. I relinquish now in the name of God. I am. All of the power I have ever given to lack and limitation through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown. I relinquish now in the name of God all of the beliefs I have ever had that were based in poverty consciousness. From this moment forward, I consecrate and dedicate my very life to be the open door through which the new frequencies of the golden flame of eternal peace and infinite abundance will now flow to bless me, my family, my friends, my co-workers, and all humanity. As I breathe, think, speak, feel, and act, the presence of God within me is perpetually expanding the golden light of eternal peace and infinite abundance to all life evolving on earth. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, through all levels of divine consciousness, I decree, I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I need to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I need to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. I am, I am, I am, the eternally sustained manifestation of God's infinite supply of money and every good thing I require to assist me in my service to the light, now made manifest and sustained by Holy Grace. In deep love and appreciation for my glorious gift of life, I consecrate my heart and soul to be the open door for the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God, until the new earth is manifest and all life evolving here is wholly ascended and free. It is done, and so it is. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Beloved, I am. Now the golden light of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance is blazing intensely through every heart flame, and every man, woman, and child being lifted into a higher level of divine consciousness. Through the inner knowing of the divinity of their heart, they realize now that with every thought, word, action, and feeling, the new earth is being created. And through each heart flame, humanity now affirms, I am co-creating the new earth. Through the divinity pulsating in my heart, I consecrate my life now to the reestablishment of my covenant with God. I clearly know and understand with my new level of divine consciousness and through the essence of the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance that whatever I am thinking, feeling, saying, or doing, I am empowering, co-creating, and magnetizing into my life. From this moment forth, I dedicate my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to empowering and co-creating the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am beginning with me, but I know that simultaneously I am a surrogate serving on behalf of all humanity. For we are all one. And as I am lifted up, all life is lifted up with me. I now invoke the entire company of heaven. Beloved ones, come forth now. Blessed ones, please assist me in this holy endeavor and empower these activities of light 1,000 times 1,000-fold. Beloved Father, Mother God, I am enveloped in the invincible protection of God's light and divine love as I sojourn through my earthly experiences. I am manifesting physical perfection now in my earthly bodies. I am co-creating loving relationships in my life. I am fulfilling my divine purpose, and I am financially and creatively rewarded in my job. I am an example of divine family life, including my place in the family of humanity. I am fulfilling my divine potential as a son or daughter, as a wife or husband, as a mother or father, a grandmother or grandfather, a woman or man, as a friend, a relative, a co-worker, a steward of the earth, a teacher, a way-shower, a light worker, and a co-creator of the new earth. I am a living example of divine love, trust, integrity, honesty, tolerance, acceptance, and reverence for all life. I am able to listen, understand, and communicate openly and honestly with every evolving soul. I am effortlessly ascending into the divine heart and mind of God with every holy breath I take. Within the causal body of God, I am tapping into the divine guidance and the viable solutions that will assist me in fulfilling my divine plan and my purpose and reason for being. I am open to the divine guidance of my I Am presence and the legions of light in the realms of truth. I easily communicate with these beings of light through open heart and mind telepathic communication. I am one with all life, and I communicate openly with the angelic and elemental kingdoms as well. I am daily and hourly fulfilling the immaculate concept of my divine plan and the divine plan for beloved Mother Earth. Now I invoke the full gathered momentum of the violet flame, the divine balance of my Father, Mother, God, to transmute every thought, word, action, or feeling I have ever expressed in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that would in any way interfere with or prevent these patterns of perfection from the new earth from manifesting tangibly in the world of form. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection. I am the immaculate concept of these patterns of perfection. I accept that these patterns for the new earth are now victoriously manifesting through me, even as I speak. In God's most holy name, I am. The golden rays of eternal peace and abundance from the causal body of God are now flowing through the cup of my consciousness and into the heart of every evolving soul on this planet. This golden light is pulsating with frequencies of the fifth dimension beyond anything humanity has ever experienced. Contained within the essence of this flame of eternal peace is God's infinite abundance. and contained within the essence of God's infinite abundance is the flame of eternal peace. I breathe in deeply, and I become one with this golden light as I enter the secret place of the Most High Living God within my heart. As I enter this sacred space on the holy breath, I am open and receptive to the impulses going forth from the heart and mind of God. The hour has at last arrived, and the divine fiat has been issued by my Father, Mother, God, for the divinity that is pulsating within my heart flame to be given full liberty and freedom of expression. My I Am Presence rejoices in this divine edict and will now give me every possible assistance in manifesting the patterns of perfection from the causal body of God on earth. Through this activity of light, I become a keeper of the flame of eternal peace and God's infinite abundance in accordance with my divine destiny. My earthly bodies are being brought into perfect balance, and the latent powers encoded within my heart flame are being released. The abilities I have developed over eons of time that will assist me in co-creating the new earth are now brought into a balanced state of true mastery within me. The immortal, victorious threefold flame within my heart begins to expand and expand. The blue flame of divine power from my Father God empowers the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance in the hearts of all of humanity. The pink flame of divine love from my Mother God, the Holy Spirit, directs the flame of eternal peace and abundance through every heart flame and floods the earth to bless all life. The yellow gold flame of wisdom from the sons and daughters of God enlightens every mind to the divine truth that eternal peace and God's infinite abundance are inseparable aspects of God's perfection. And all is well. I realize these are days of great acceleration due to the influx of divine consciousness that has been flooding the earth. The vibratory action of every facet of life is being stepped up the maximum that cosmic law will allow in every 24-hour period. The golden flame of eternal peace and abundance now pouring through my heart, assists me in maintaining balance through this process. It allows me to experience the bliss and joy of this activity of life, involving Earth's ascension into greater perfection. I am now reaching into a new octave of my Godhood, and my Father, Mother, God are able to easily move through me. My eyes becoming blazing rays of light through which the light of God blesses all life. My hands become mighty conductors of God's healing power. My lips become the instruments through which God's words are formed and directed into the physical plane of earth. My feet walk the path of light. My life force now becomes the vehicle through which God enters this physical plane of earth to love and serve all life. I realize and accept my unlimited ability to do whatever I desire in order to establish and expand God's perfection in my world and the worlds of all humanity. Through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, I am a mighty balancing activity of light, pulsating in through and around all life on earth. now, in the name of the infinite presence of God, I am. I call to my I am presence and the I am presence of all humanity. As one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy and vibration of pure divine consciousness, I affirm, beloved I am presence, enfold me now in God's peace and abundance as I become an eternal golden sun of this divine light. I am an eternal sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am an eternal sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am an eternal sun of God's peace and abundance, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. And so it is, beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. I now turn the focus of my attention to sharing my abundance. I am reclaiming the infinite flow of God's abundance, and the new earth is becoming a tangible reality in my life. I now accept God's abundance as my divine birthright. It is time for me to manifest my financial freedom and the God supply of all good things. This will provide the necessary sustenance and support I need to fulfill my divine plan. As I assimilate this truth, the divine intelligence blazing in my heart exposes the fact that all of the beliefs I ever had that were based in poverty, lack, and limitation were merely illusions. The supply of all good things, financial freedom, opulence, and abundance, are God's gift to me and to all of the sons and daughters of God. As I realize this divine truth, prosperity consciousness floods into my mind and heart, and I begin to see new and innovative ways to create prosperity in my life. Through my I am presence, I accept and expect that the infinite flow of God's abundance in my life will expand and expand now and forever. I know that the ebb and flow, the in-breath and out-breath of my life force is a universal law. So in return for God's gift of abundance, I willingly and joyously agree to share my abundance with those who are striving to co-create the new earth. This is my gift of love that I am giving back to God in appreciation for my gift of life. As I give, so shall I receive. I am at peace with the concept of sharing my money and my abundance with others, knowing full well that God's abundance is infinite. The fear of scarcity from my human ego no longer manipulates me. My I am presence is in control, and I know that by continually sharing my money and my gifts of abundance with those who are working to fulfill the divine plan, I open the door for the perpetual flow of abundance into my own life. This is a universal law of life. It is the law of the circle. And as I give, so shall I receive. And so it is. I now activate a catalyst for this abundance. The golden flame of eternal peace and God's abundance is now blazing through every particle of life, as it bathes the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata of Earth through my heart flame. This activity is forming a powerful catalyst for God's abundance which is a power empowering awakening humanity to joyfully accept our financial freedom. Now, with the insistence of the entire Company of Heaven, I seal and permanently sustain this activity of life. As I breathe in deeply, I expand and expand the divinity within my own heart flame and the divinity within the heart flames of every man, woman, and child. Together, we co-create a mighty chalice of light that cradles this sweet earth and all her life. Now with one breath, one voice, one heartbeat, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, I affirm, I am open and receptive to God's abundance, and I joyously receive and freely give my wealth and all good things to humanity. I am therefore eternally blessed with financial freedom, opulence, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Through my newfound prosperity consciousness, all of the financial sustenance I need to fulfill my divine plan is now flowing into my life daily and hourly. I am the divine image of God, manifesting God's infinite abundance in my being and world, and for the children of God, everyone, everywhere, in God's supreme name forever. Wherever I am, my very presence in the universe is a constant outpouring and release of God's life and light, God's transfiguring love, God's eternal peace and abundance, God's truth and freedom to all I contact every day in every way. I so decree it and accept it thus. Through the power of God, I am. I now expand the golden light of eternal peace, and I lift into a higher level of divine consciousness. Through this level of my I Am presence, I realize I am prosperity. I let go of the misconception that anyone or anything can withhold from me all that this abundant universe has for me now. Since I am one with all life in this universe, I share in God's infinite supply of all good things. I am the open door for all kinds of riches to flow to me now. I am an irresistible magnet with the power to draw to myself the supply of all good things according to the thoughts, feelings, and mental pictures I continually hold in my consciousness. I realize that I am responsible for my life situation, and I have the power to create whatever I wish in my life. As of this moment, I choose to create for myself a life of health, success, happiness, peace, and prosperity. I know that this universe is filled with perfect abundance, and I accept these riches into my life now. I choose lavish abundance for myself and for all humanity. I know all of my needs are being perfectly met at all times. Rapid changes come in all aspects of my life as I open my mind to the infinite resources of this universe. All of my financial affairs are in perfect order now. I love doing my work, and I am richly rewarded, both creatively and financially. I give my love, my gift, my all, and I am therefore prosperous, well, and happy now, for I am prosperity. I now accept a multidimensional opportunity that is being presented to me by the Company of Heaven. A reactivation and initiation into multidimensional awareness is now occurring within me. I am lifted up closer in vibration now to the very heart of God. The pre-encoded memories that were implanted deep within my cellular patterns eons ago are being activated. These patterns reveal my divine plan, my purpose and reason for being. I am experiencing a great soaring and awakening as I remember my divine heritage of abundance and eternal peace. I am stepping through the doorway into multidimensional reality. Here, I am empowered with even more rarefied frequencies of divinity. Moment to moment, this radiant light is awakening within me previously untapped levels of wisdom and illumination. I easily grasp each divine thought and idea. As I do, avenues of opportunity unfold before me. I feel a sense of elation as each opportunity presents itself. I joyously seize the divine opportunity, and I feel a greater sense of self-worth and accomplishment than ever before. My life is pulsating with a new sense of meaning and warmth. I am now lifted higher into the realms of perfection, and now higher, and now higher. In this realm, I easily release and let go of attachments and behavior patterns that do not support my highest good. I release all patterns that reflect a consciousness less than prosperity. I recognize this is the moment of my new beginning. I am now easily and joyously creating God's abundance and eternal peace in my life with every breath I take. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now I am releasing all that is not of the light. Beloved Father, Mother, God, make me an instrument of your infinite abundance and eternal peace. I am the flaming hand of God, now made manifest in the physical plane of earth. I am now ready, through every level of my consciousness, to release every frequency of vibration I have ever expressed in any existence or dimension that is reflecting anything less than God's infinite flow of abundance, prosperity, opulence, the supply of all good things, and financial freedom. I am enveloped in an invincible force field of God's protection and eternal peace. Within the embrace of this divine light, I am able to review my life as an objective observer. I ask my I Am presence to push to the surface of my conscious mind every experience I have ever had, both known and unknown, that is in any way preventing me from attaining prosperity. As these experiences begin to surface, I inhale and exhale deeply. On the holy breath, I invoke the violet flame of forgiveness, and I absorb the most powerful frequency of forgiveness that I am able to receive at this time. I breathe the violet flame in, through, and around my four earthly bodies. All of the energy returning to me now to be loved free is flowing into this sacred fire. The violet flame instantly transmutes the negative thoughts, words, actions, feelings, beliefs, and memories that are blocking my eternal financial freedom. Every electron of poverty consciousness is instantly transmuted back into its original perfection. My I Am presence now expands this activity of light and reaches back through the ages of time to magnetize every electron of misqualified energy stamped with my individual electronic pattern. The records and memories that conflict with the patterns of perfection for the new earth surface effortlessly. This distorted energy enters the violet flame of forgiveness and is instantly transmuted back into light. I now experience the buoyant joy and freedom of this release. I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally financially free. It is done, and so it is. I now realize that I am also able to transmute through the power of this sacred violet flame the mass consciousness of poverty, lack, and limitation. With this knowing, all records and memories of humanity's abuse of the substance of money flow into the violet flame of forgiveness. Under the direction of my I Am presence, and with the assistance of the entire company of heaven, every electron of poverty consciousness that has ever been released by any part of life in any existence or dimension, both known and unknown, is surfacing for transmutation by the violet flame of forgiveness. Once again, I affirm, I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am the violet flame of forgiveness, and I am more powerful than anything less than prosperity. I am free. I am free. I am free. I am eternally, financially free. It is done, and so it is. I am. Now I am experiencing my true integrity. I am trustworthy and honest. I am an expression of divine truth. I am worthy and deserving of prosperity. And I am able to transform every aspect of my life now. I am lifting up in consciousness, and as I ascend into higher realms of perfection, I pass over the highway of life that bridges heaven and earth. And I enter the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite light, which pulsates within the fifth dimension. I am one with God. I am that I am. The entire company of heaven is standing in readiness now. And I send forth a clarion call into the universe, invoking my illumined brothers and sisters to come and help me in this moment of transformation. The cosmic tone of my clarion call reverberates through all dimensions, and the response comes from every corner of the cosmos. I see the luminous presence of legions of divine beings descending into the atmosphere of Earth. They take their strategic positions above the planet and begin forming a tremendous circle as they stand shoulder to shoulder. As one unified consciousness, one holy breath, one heartbeat, one energy and vibration of pure divine love, the beings of light breathe into their heart flames from the very heart of God, the most intensified frequencies of the golden flame of eternal peace and abundance. This resplendent golden flame contains within its vibration a frequency of God's abundance and eternal peace. The full momentum of this divine light is now blazing through each of their heart flames. This sacred fire is the most glorious, scintillating color of gold I have ever seen. As these magnificent beings absorb the essence of abundance and eternal peace into their heart flame, they become golden suns of light. Now, in perfect synchronicity, they breathe the golden flame into the center of the circle. As the golden rays of light pour forth from their heart center, they form a brilliant golden sun in the center of the circle. This sun is the matrix within which the cosmic force field of God's abundance and eternal peace will form. The beings of light now magnetize the archetype for the force field of abundance and eternal peace, which is held in the divine mind of God, and the template forms within the golden sun. This template is a radiant, scintillating golden pyramid of light. And pulsating within the base of the pyramid is a shimmering white lotus blossom. With each pulsation of the lotus blossom, concentric circles of divine opulence are projected into the physical plane of Earth. These circles of light bathe every particle of life evolving here in the golden radiance of God's abundance and eternal peace. The unformed primal life substance now magnetized into the etheric template, and the golden pyramid of abundance and eternal peace is tangibly manifest in the atmosphere above the Earth. This force field of light will be sustained through the unified efforts of embodied light workers and the entire company of heaven until all life evolving on earth is wholly ascended and free. I am enveloped in the immortal victorious threefold flame of the divinity within my heart. And I magnetize into my heart flame a golden ray of light from the tremendous pyramid of abundance and eternal peace that is now pulsating in the atmosphere above the earth. As this golden light merges with a spark of divinity in my heart, a miniature replica of the golden pyramid with a white lotus blossom forms in my heart. This creates a magnetic force field that enables me to draw the full momentum of blessings from this sacred pyramid into my everyday life experiences. I breathe in deeply, and as I do, I magnetize into my heart flames the golden flame from the pyramids in the atmosphere of Earth. This light enters the miniature pyramid into my heart. And as I exhale, a fountain of golden light pours through my heart center into the physical plane of Earth. This golden light floods the planet and flows into the hands of every light worker, every activity of light, every conscious person who will in any way, shape, or form use this gift of prosperity to establish the patterns of the new Earth in the physical plane. Through this gift, the substance of money becomes tangibly available and flows continually into the hands and use of every life stream, every organization, every activity that is receiving the ideas from the divine mind of God that will establish the new earth here and now. The money flows easily and effortlessly into the tangible use of all life workers on the planet who are operating from a consciousness of reverence for all life. From this moment forth, everything I need to fulfill my divine plan is always available to me. I feel the buoyancy and elation of my newfound freedom. And the entire company of heaven is rejoicing with me as I reclaim my divine birthright of abundance and eternal peace. As the golden flame of abundance and eternal peace reaches its furthest destination in the world of form, it floods every particle and wave of life with financial sustenance. Then it begins its return journey back to the source. First it flows back to my heart flame, which sent it forth. As this sacred flame flows back into my heart, it brings with it the infinite flow of money and the God supply of all good things. The golden flame then ascends through my heart flame on its return journey back to the golden pyramid of life pulsating above the earth. I am aware that I am a multidimensional being, and I abide in both the pure land of boundless splendor and infinite life and the physical world of form. My life now reflects the immaculate concept of this gift of abundance and eternal peace. With my every breath, I am continually an open door and an open portal for the full magnitude of the gift from this golden pyramid of life. Moment by moment, the transformation into the perfection of the new earth is occurring, and the archetypes for God's infinite abundance and eternal peace are manifesting in people's lives. This is the order of the new cosmic day on planet Earth. Thank you, beloved Father, Mother, God. Beloved legions of light who have joined with us this sacred and holy day, we accept that this activity of light is manifesting now, even as we speak, to be increased daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until all life on this planet is experiencing eternal peace and infinite abundance, and this sweet earth is wholly ascended and free. I now return my consciousness to the room, and I become aware of my physical body. I allow this full momentum of eternal peace and abundance to be assimilated into my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies as I go about the business of my daily activities. Precious hearts, if you would like to contact me or explore more information from the beings of light in the realms of truth, please visit our website at www.eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. You may also sign up to receive our free monthly email newsletters that contain timely information from the beings of light. This is a critical time on Earth, and we are receiving more assistance from on high than ever before. The divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give humanity hope and encouragement and sacred wisdom during these extraordinary times. Be sure to tune in with us next week as we continue our activities of light. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you're listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.